A train derailment which occurred approximately 13 kilometers east of Revelstoke on February 16 is under investigation by the Transportation Safety Board due to significant consequences that attract a high level of public interest, which sent two people to the hospital where one remains with serious injuries. On Friday, February 16, at approximately 10:15 p.m., a westbound train struck a stationary train east of Revelstoke, causing seven cars to be derailed between both trains. Read more. Two sent to hospital after train derailment east of Revelstoke. Two crew members were taken to hospital. One has since been released and one remains with serious injuries, according to a public preliminary report released by the Transportation Safety Board, TSB. Media Relations Coordinator for the TSB, Liam McDonald, confirmed that the derailment is now being investigated as a Class 3 occurrence. A Class 3 occurrence is described by the TSB as having significant consequences that attract a high level of public interest, and may involve multiple fatalities and/or serious injuries. Although investigators were not deployed, the TSB continues to gather information about the incident. Photo 1. According to the preliminary report, it has been determined that the westward moving train, 805-339, was moving on the north main track when it collided with the tail end of the train, 301-230, which was stopped near Revelstoke. The crash resulted in four of the moving train's cars being derailed, two of which caught fire, and three of the stationary train's cars being derailed. The four derailed cars from the moving train were carrying grain. The collision resulted in two of the front-loaded cars to catch fire. This story will continue to be updated. Read more. Revelstoke snow sculpture event pivots to yard decorating competition.